Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Aleph, Yud, 1:10 here on Season 5 with the Sforno and the translation of Rabbi Rafael Pelkovitz, a wonderful Mishnah. They're all wonderful Mishnahs, but this one I talk about often in a non-Pirkei Avos way, but in general, loving work. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. If you do what you love and you love what you do, it's not work. You have to love what you do, and then it doesn't feel like you're doing a job. It feels like you're owning your paycheck for doing something you love. We just had a whole shiur about this. What direction are you heading on the TTL, on Tani Talks Life? And you could see that on all podcast forums or Jewish podcasts. And on the old name, it's on Yidpod also. It's around what direction are you heading. We talk extensively about you have to follow your passion. You have to follow your talents. You have to follow your loves in life. Besides for spouse and kids, you know, family and friends. Really, what you love to do, if you could do anything without having to worry about time or money, and if you think about what you loved most doing in your life, that's what you really should be following and doing. For me, of course, that's OT and radio audio podcasts. If I could be lifetime radio and on the stage live, that would be ideal. Min HaShemayim, Kodesh HaKadoshim for me, the top in a Jewish way on a Jewish radio network to do in lifetime radio. That would be my goal, but that's what I love to do. We have to love work. You have to do what you love and love what you do. Do what you love and love what you do. And that's what we're talking about here. Shmaya v'avtayun kiblu mehen. Shmaya and avtayun received the tradition from them. I believe Shmaya and avtayun were actually converts, so they definitely know about working, because in general, a lot of people throughout history, even the Rambam himself was a doctor and a great sage. Rashi was a vintner. He had a vineyard and a great sage. Many people throughout the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Sandler was a shoemaker and a great sage. People did work. They were real earner-learners way before that term was invented in the Shidduch stage many, many, many years ago. They earned and they learned. They learned and they earned. So Shmaya and Avtalon received the tradition, and they said, Shmaya Omer, Shmaya says, Ehove tamalacha, love work, not just love what you do, but love to work for your parnasa, to do work and change the world for the better. Usanat harabanut, despise lordliness. For those rabbis out there, definitely understand how difficult it is, that they might not like positions of power, especially in the different positions they may be. And ve'al tisvada l'rashut, and do not become overly familiar with the government. Don't become too friendly with the government. So love what you do. Do what you love. Choose a profession you love to do that you don't, you know, wake up despising what you do. That would not be good. We want to love what we do and do what we love. We want to make a difference in the world using our talents, using our abilities, using our capabilities, using whatever characteristics we have. If you love working with kids, why in the world are you a zoologist? If you love working with numbers, why in the world are you in the ocean being a maritime explorer looking at fish? It's not fit with what you are in life. If you love trains, why are you a bank teller? You got to find the right job for you, using your talents and loving what you do, and then you really can accomplish what you're supposed to do. Yes, it might be wonderful to work from the environment, but if you hate being outdoors, then what kind of a job is that for you? You have to love work, love the work, whatever you do. Hopefully it's in line with what you love to do, and then you really can wake up every day loving what you do. Sforno points out, love works, that you will have the wherewithal to study Torah, as with Hillel, whose student who did so and was successful. See Yuma 35b. Despise lordliness as it may cause one to forsake eternal life for transitory life, as happened to Menachem, his student who left his position as Av Bezin and went to serve the king. See Chagiga 16b, which I probably not the best thing. It's obviously best to be involved in Torah, be involved in work that incorporates, involves Torah, that makes a Kiddush Hashem, and you're able to do mitzvot and chesed every day. The notes point out the Sforno regards Hillel, a disciple of Shmaya and Avtalion, as a perfect example of someone who applied the principle at Havad HaMelacha, love work. He would labor each day to earn a half a dinar. With half of the sum, he would support his family. With the other half, he would pay the admission fee to the base medrash. That means that the fee for learning was almost as expensive as it was to support his family. So tuition, Jewish tuition, is an age-old problem, way too expensive for a long time. Half the money he earned would be for enough for his family, but the other half would be only enough to learn Torah. Isn't that crazy? And nowadays we know how expensive tuition is, so it makes sense. In contrast, Menachem, a colleague of Hillel, who served as the Av Bez and head of the rabbinical court, personifies the negative consequences of embracing the trait of lordliness. He abandoned his office to accept a position in the king's court. This decision on his part greatly displeased his teachers, and thus they urged their students not to emulate him. Nevertheless, the Talmud tells us in Chagiga 16b that 80 pairs of students ultimately did follow Menachem's example. So the best thing is to really love work, what you do, avoid lordliness, and make sure not to become too familiar, too complacent, too friendly, chimmy with the government. But make sure if you do what you love and love what you do, then you could really have a wonderful day spreading God's light in whatever you do every day. Join us next time as we talk about being careful with your words here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.